For some parents, the grandparents' house is like Las Vegas. What happens there stays there. Out of sight, out of mind. Thank you very much for the free childcare. But when that's not how things play out, it's time to ask Auntie. This is a dilemma about a clash of parenting and grandparenting, so it's only right to welcome aunties who represent both perspectives, Radio National producer, journalist and dad of two, Joe Sullivan. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Beverly.
And journalist and executive director of Screen Careers and a grandparent, Denise Erickson. Hello, Denise.
Hello, Bev. Lovely to talk to you.
Welcome to back to you both. Denise, to you first, how do visits work with your grandchild? Are your house rules different, or do you stick to the routine they have at home?
Oh, no. Look, I hope my daughter and my daughter-in-law and my son aren't listening, because, like, the rules are very different at Nana's house.
Okay.
I'm very relaxed.
So you are Las Vegas.
Yeah, with bells on.
Nice. Lovely. Joe, what's your position on enforcing kids' routines when they're being cared for by others like grandparents?
Well, our situation is a little bit different at the moment because the grandparents actually live with us at the moment. So they're sort of in-house at the moment for large parts of the year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, we're all sort of on the same page until mum and dad might have a bit of quiet time elsewhere, in which case I think it becomes a bit like Bluey's grandma's house.
Oh, that's fun.
I think there's ice creams aplenty.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Now, okay, aunties, let's see what's happening at the home of John, who signed his letter, John the Selfish Grandpa. Recently, my son asked my wife and I if once a week we were able to pick up the grandkids from school and bring them to our place. We were chuffed because it had been ages since we'd been asked to look after them, and I changed my work roster to be there when they got home. But as soon as the boys got through the door, after chowing down the snack their grandma prepared for them, they both got out their iPads and spent the whole time glued to their screens. At first, not wanting to overstep, I didn't say anything. But after about a month of this happening, I said, hey, boys, how about this week we try giving the iPads a rest and kick the footy a bit? Okay. Joe, let's come back to you because I know you are fond of the footy. What's your read of the situation so far?
Yeah, there's a couple of little bugbears here already.
Go on.
So, look, the screen addiction is a very real thing in our house. This is exactly what we're dealing with on a daily basis. And so to hear that the kids are coming home and straight on the iPads, I want to know, have the kids taken the iPads with them to school? Have they been given to them by the grandparent? I'd like to know that mm-hmm. piece of information. Were they easily available? And I feel John's dilemma here of like, hey, this is like quality time for me as well. And I see in my own personal circumstance, you know, my parents-in-law take our boys to school on the bike most days. They'll ride them to school, they'll go to pick them up and bring them home. And there's a Friday not that long ago where I sort of stepped in and said, I'll take the kids to school because, you know, it's all right, I haven't done it for a while and the big boy needs to get on the bike himself. And the look of like, oh, on my father-in-law's face was like, it was a really sweet moment, but I felt really guilty because I was taking that moment away from him, even though I needed a bit of exercise myself. So I can understand that feeling of, hey, like, this is a time that we get to spend ourselves. And I reflect on my own sort of childhood. And I think some of the most fondest memories that I relate back to are not the TV that I watched Grandma and Grandpa's house. It was the backyard cricket that I played.
That time.
And, yeah, so there's a couple of small little bugbears here already.
But you do feel sympathy for John.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, it is a fine balance, but we'll get into that.
Denise, how's it landing with you?
Well, look, I feel sympathy for John because it is this intergenerational thing that he's coming right up hard against, and he's trying so hard to be the grandfather who he wants to spend time with the boys. He doesn't say how old they are or how many of them, but I totally get that. But he's got to go with the flow, I'm afraid.
Anything,
because relationships are so different intergenerationally now.
Anything, Denise, that you want to flag around the kids not being at the grandparents' house for a little while?
Well, obviously there's been a bit of a breakdown in relationships somehow. I'm a great believer in communication, so I personally have been very engaged in my granddaughter's life from day dot, and I'm really proud and lucky to have had that. But I wonder whether or not there's something that's gone on which maybe it's just that I don't know. There seems to be something out of sync between the two families, between the generations, really.
Well, let's get back to the story. John, let's check in on how John and the boys are going with the footy. After getting their old grandpa well and truly puffed, the boys seem to have a great time. That's what I thought. Actually, they must have gone home and complained because a few days later, our son called to say, he gets that I want to kick the footy, but sometimes after school, the boys just need to check out. So he and their mum told them that was okay. It seems only fair that if the kids are coming to our house, we get some say. This is John. But my son has hinted in the past that his wife thinks we're too strict, and my wife thinks that's the reason they stopped sending the boys over. So, worried that could happen again, she told me not to say anything. Okay, Joe, over to you for your breakdown of what you've just heard.
Yeah, I tend to agree here that there seems to be some form of communication breakdown here, and there might have just been a free kick that's handballed over to the grandparents. Hey, here are the kids. Just look after them. Thanks very much. We'll see you later when we come to pick them up. But in actual fact, there might have been some special considerations that need to be made here. So there might have been something that happened whilst kicking the footy that John might not have picked up on. I'm not too sure whether the kids, you know, fighting with each other or being a bit too competitive against each other or something like that. Was there a little bit of behaviour that might have been missed that might have actually led to a bigger issue? I'm not quite sure here.
Not all kids like to kick the footy too.
Well, yes.
There's that.
There is true. And, you know, time may come that they look back on that as a wonderful memory, but maybe there was something that happened within that moment that might have just been a bit of a red flag if there's something that wasn't missed. But it goes back to setting the expectations and the communication between parents and grandparents.
Denise, if you were on the receiving end of this message from your adult child, how would you feel?
Look, there have been times when I have been told that some of the things I've been doing at my house are inappropriate in the way of food and the way of, at one point I told her she could smuggle her toys over that they were going to chuck out. That did not go down well, okay?
Okay.
I tell you. So we have very good communication. But, you know, to go back to the fundamental issue in this, you have to talk to the kids about what they want to do. I simply, we play imaginary scenarios, me and Edie, sometimes games she builds in her own mind. But more recently, as she's got older, all she wants to do is sit down and watch TV. Now, for months, it was Australian Ninja Warrior. Oh, my God, can I dictate that show inside out and upside down? We watched every version every week.
Yeah.
Now she's moved into Netflix Total Drama, which is a 10-year-old spoof reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go with that.
Denise, what you're saying is you follow the interests of the kids there.
Yeah, and we always have spaghetti bolognese every week. Oh, my giddy grandmother, it is so boring.
Denise.
And she critiques my spaghetti bolognese, and sometimes it's just not up to scratch.
Okay, that's going to be a dilemma for another day, Denise, but we have to chip on with John.
Sorry.
Let's go back to John. John says, I feel like all we're asking from the boys are basic manners versus letting them do whatever they want, which seems to be their parents' approach. And it's not that I think the screens are bad, although the boys could definitely use practice talking to an actual human. It's that they're getting in the way of us building an actual relationship, which selfishly I'd love to try to do before they become teenagers. Is there a way to make that happen? Or is my wife right that bringing up this could jeopardize the visits altogether? I just want to know, we have got 2 minutes left. Denise, I want to come to you first with your thoughts and your advice for John.
Don't talk about definitely use practice talking to a human being. They are kids, that's what they are, they talk, and that's how they do. Yes, I think that it can happen here for John, but he's got to talk to the kids directly, because building a relationship's a two-way street. And for me, luckily that relationship comes naturally. I talk to my granddaughter about what she wants to do. She is incredibly tired when she comes to my house because of gymnastics, ballet, basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a chill out. But let's talk to her. You are building a relationship with boys, John. Just make sure it's a common relationship, not one that's imposed.
Okay, Joe Sullivan, over to you.
Yeah, I tend to very much agree with this. Find a way to get around the screen. One thing that works really well with my parents, Nora, who I should also point out don't speak English, is find a game that you can play. Uno works really, really well.
Yeah.
Scumbags and Warlords has entered into our house recently. That works really well. And that's been a great little bonder, more so for one child than the other. But if you can find a way around that screen, go for it.
Games, I absolutely agree. Tabletop games, card games, great advice there. Very practical advice from Auntie, Radio National producer and journalist Joe Sullivan. And also a big thanks to Grandma, journalist and executive director of Screen Careers, Denise Erickson. And John, thank you for sharing. I hope that advice to just have a chat with the kids and find out what interests them, or maybe just casually introduce a deck of cards onto the table, might help you out a lot. If you have a tricky social dilemma that needs the auntie's help, please write to lifematters@abc.net.au. That email address again is lifematters@abc.net.au. We'll get our aunties on the case.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.